And Buthle painted a picture of us for us just a short while ago about the story that he had done in some detail. He had spoken to the mother, Lumkambele, the mother of a young man, well, he was a boy really, a schoolboy, Thabang Mele, who died after suffering a secondary head injury and losing consciousness during a rugby match that he was playing, that he was participating in for his school. It happened all of, how many years ago was it, Buthle? As many
17.
As 17 years ago?
Yeah.
Gosh, what a long time ago, and the mother then approached the public protector to try and get some justice in the case of her son's death, because she just wasn't getting any answers from the school or the education department or any of the authorities who should have been helping her. Listen to this conversation Buthle had with her a little bit earlier on in the week.
You spoke of all the various violations of rights of your son that happened leading to his untimely passing away. You can continue with that, especially the violation of the inquest. That stood out for me, where you said that a proper inquest wasn't done to his to establish what the cause of death was.
Yes, it wasn't done. And the police, this matter was reported to Boksburg Police. The police have been running around trying to find the docket. And all these years, I've been told that there is no docket. All of a sudden, yes, it has come out. I don't know the contents of the docket, and I still don't know whether any inquest was held. However, unfortunately, the death certificate still remains inconclusive. I don't have a proper death certificate, even up to date.
How does it remain inconclusive? And 17 years later, I mean, it wasn't even a crime, you know. It's not even a violent crime or anything of the sort. It is somebody, the evidence is there. What are the police saying? What's the reason for it to remain inconclusive?
The police were never involved, unfortunately. Mm. The school never reported the matter to the police.
Did you talk to the school about
that? I don't understand how it happened that the police were not involved.
Yes.
Because any death, even I'm sure if you kill a you hit a dog on the freeway, somebody gets hurt, the police gets involved. This is a human being, and nothing was done, unfortunately. The cause of death on the death certificate, it says we are awaiting histology. I don't understand, when is it going to arrive? Only when an inquest is being held, and it was held, and the police got some information on how the child died, then only perhaps it will become conclusive. But at the moment, it still remains open.
Now, you say that the Northwest Education Department, they've been sitting with the public protector's findings since 2017, at least for the last 2 years now. They told us that they just got the report. They're still assessing it.
It is a big lie. Mm. Unfortunately, it's a big lie. I've even reported this matter to the premier. He's done nothing about it. I've reported even to the MEC himself and the head of department that why has there been no compliance on the public protector report? And I haven't had any response from whoever.
Mm.
It's unfortunate that this matter is treated with so much, I don't know, nonchalance, if I may put it that way. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
In actual fact, they believe that I'm making noise for nothing.
Hmm.
I go, why don't you leave this matter? This has been such a long history of this death. Why are you still raking it up?
Hmm.
But fact of the matter is, I don't have answers why my child died.
Absolutely.
The school has not told me why they took my child out of the Potosin Magisterial District to go and play in Johannesburg. Never told me why.
So
and I didn't give any permission for the child to go and play there.
Mm.
In fact, they never told me that Thabang had had the first concussion.
Mm.
So despite that, they took him back to Johannesburg to go and play. And that is the cause of it.
Mm.
What is written on the doctor's on his bed sheet was that he suffered second impact syndrome.
Mm.
That is why he died. We had an ADR at the public protector, and Professor Beaufort was summoned to come and give evidence.
Mm, mm.
And I can tell you that whatever he said in that ADR left everybody standing, including the deputy public protector. We couldn't believe that this has happened.
Mm.
Because what he said, what he initially said was that this child shouldn't have played.
Yes.
In the first place. He shouldn't have played because he was concussed and he had a big hematoma, size of an egg on his injury, you know, brain filled with blood. It was pathetic. I'm telling you, nobody could listen to what Professor Bofford was saying. He actually even stopped mid-sentence to say that he's sorry to be giving us all this information. But he had to give it.
Now, Mam Lumka, this is a story that has touched everybody here at Prime Media, even the Eyewitness News Department are looking into it. But for you, what would you like to see happen next? What are your next plans, at least? What are the next steps that you'd like to take?
I'd like to go to court. Actually, I would like this matter to be reopened, an inquest be held, so that we know exactly what killed Thabang, what steps were taken for Thabang to get to where he was, why nobody took action thereafter. Because my suspicion, and this is just a suspicion, somebody's palm was greased when they realized that they've made a boo-boo out of this whole thing. Somebody's palm was greased. And that goes as far high as the education department in the Northwest, because they investigated the matter and dropped it, just like that.
All right, so that was the interview that Buhle did with Lumka Mbele, who was the mom of is the mom of Thabang, and clearly this is a woman in deep pain after a period of 17 years. Still no real answers to why her son died, or why exactly his death was facilitated by the events that led to it, or the people involved. And let me bring into the conversation at this point the public protector spokesperson Opa Sekgalwe. Opa, thank you very much for joining us. You've heard that interview that my colleague Buhle did with Lumka Mbele. And of course, the first thing that stands out when one looks at the findings of the Public Protector's Office is that it exonerated the school of any wrongdoing. Now, I wonder how that's possible when the child was involved in an accident in which he was concussed a couple of weeks before. The school was aware of that concussion. A doctor suggested that Thabang be kept away from rugby for a time until he had fully recovered, and yet the school did not get the mother's permission to take her son from Potchefstroom to Johannesburg to play in that rugby tournament. How is the school not responsible in some way for what happened to Thabang?
Well, thank you, Joanne, for having me. Perhaps I should give a bit of background before I get to your question. So the Public Protector put out a report in July 2017 on the back of her investigation into Ms. Mbele's complaint that Thabang had died tragically following a school sport incident. And she had alleged that the school, Potchefstroom Boys High in the Northwest, negligently forced Thabang to participate in a rugby match somewhere in Boksburg or so against doctor's orders. And then the doctor, according to her, had advised that Thabang was medically unfit to play. And this incident took place some 11 years prior to Mr. Mbele's complaint to the Public Protector, which was received in 2013. Now, she had other allegations apart from this one, that for instance, that the school had failed to provide her with answers surrounding Thabang's death, including the incident that led to his passing and his subsequent admission at the Mel Park Hospital near Auckland Park. In addition, she had alleged that the Provincial Education Department in the Northwest had failed to report the death to the police for criminal investigation. Now, following that investigation, the Public Protector found virtually all of the allegations to have been substantiated, except for the one you are referring to, which was on whether or not the school had negligently forced Thabang to play. And there was remedial action. The Public Protector directed that the head of department must make an ex gratia payment to Ms. Mbele, taking into account the suffering that she had to endure as part of that thing, that she must undergo professional counseling, and that death should be reported to the police by the department for criminal investigation of an inquest, among other things. Now, When Ms. Mbele spoke to Buhle, you know, sharing her grief and all of that, which we share as the public protector, she indicated that, you know, the public protector had failed her in some respects, and that is what your question seems to suggest as well. But the public protector merely said that there was no evidence to substantiate that claim, because every single piece of adverse findings must be backed up by very strong evidence that can stand up to scrutiny. You know that our reports are taken on review every now and then. But that did not amount to an exoneration of the school. When you say there's no evidence to back up the claim, you're not suggesting that the school did nothing wrong, because in this case, because it was reported long after the incident, there were no longer records available. And despite the fact that the law required the department to keep those records for a particular time, we found that those records were lost. And
should the school not have kept those records, OPA? I mean, should the school not have kept a record of what happened, given that a child died in that case?
It should have. That's why there is a finding to that effect, that the school was wrong to fail to keep records, because there's a law that requires that such information should have been archived. But over and above that, the public protector could not find any eyewitnesses, or none came forward to come and assist us with an eyewitness account to say this is what happened on a particular day. But what
were you able to? Sorry. On that note, were you able to interview the teacher who approved the child being sent to Potchefstroom to play in this tournament, even though he was unwell?
Well, we interacted with the coach, the rugby coach at the school.
All right, and was that
he deposed an affidavit in 2016 in which he saw that Thabang had with him on the day of the match a medical certificate declaring him fit to play on the day.
And where did he source that medical certificate from? Which doctor gave him that medical certificate? Because presumably his mother should have had an awareness of the source of that.
Yes. Well, that is exactly what goes to the crux of what we are talking about. When you say there are no records, the department lost those records because this affidavit, an affidavit is a document wherein someone is swearing under oath that the information they are sharing is correct. So as a public protector, you would not have any reason to doubt the information there. But that certificate had subsequently been lost by department officials when they failed to keep those particular records. And that's what we struggled with.
OPA, I'm really short of time here, so I just need to get to some of the more important aspects of this, or other important aspects. The public protector found that within 90 days, an ex gratia payment should have been made to the complainant. Has that been done?
To date, it appears as though that has not been done. Initially, shortly after the investigation was concluded, there was an offer made by the department of some, I think it was 100,000 rand. And then there was a conversation between the department and the complainant, but it appears that there was no agreement between them, and they were talking about all of that, because the public protector had not been specific on the amount. They needed to agree as parties on the particular amount. But we have been pursuing the department to try and, you know, get to the bottom of how far exactly are they with the implementation of the remedial action. And then we are not making headway. And one of the reasons we suspect this is the case is that the department did not agree with this report. In fact, they wanted to take it on review, but subsequently changed their tune and said they were going to comply. They complied with some of the other things. They ensured that there was counseling, and I'm informed that they opened an inquest with the police and all that. But the issue of the ex gratia payment is still outstanding, and the public protector is just on the verge of subpoenaing the head of department to come and explain as to why this has not been done, because Ms. Mbele must find closure at some point.
Thank you very much, OPA. That's, I'm afraid, all we have time for. OPA Sekgalwe is the public protector spokesperson.